This is a spontaneous activation on top of Bell Rock, December 16, 2018. So we're going to call in the spirit of Bell Rock and the spirit of the land around Sedona. And we're going to call forth the ancients that used to walk this land that know of the red rocks and the grid system and the vortexes. I'm going to call forth the heart of Earth Mother to help empower this activation. In the realms of light and love that work with the vortexes that come through the portals that come through Bell Rock. We're also going to ask for the cleansing of the land, the cleansing of the grid system, and the cleansing of the vortex areas as needed. So we're going to call forth the canopy of protection. So feel as if you are being surrounded, that Bell Rock is being surrounded by this beautiful cocoon of light that also encompasses Baby Bell and Courthouse Butte and Twin Butte and Castle Butte, Chapel Vortex, Airport Mesa Vortex, Cathedral Rock, and the mini vortexes in the village of Oak Creek. We're also going to call forth the power of Thunder Mountain, Doe Mountain, Boynton Canyon. Chimney Rock and the vortexes in Oak Creek Canyon. So any and all sounds you may hear from the environment will simply help you to go even deeper within. So let us now set the protocol for meditation. So breathing in through the nose and exhaling through the mouth. Make sure your base chakra and your feet are connected with the earth. And that your higher chakras are connected to the spirit of Bell Rock. Opening up the crown. So as you breathe, allow yourself to just gently move into this place of complete surrender and openness to receive. Setting aside the day, setting aside your to-do list, and coming into this present moment, I am here, I am now, and I am one with Bell Rock. I am one with the energies that flow in and through Bell Rock. We ask for our highest level of clarity, of purpose, and destiny. And we're going to call forth all messengers from the land. Including the power of the wind, the beautiful clouds above, the sky, and the sun. So we're going to ask you to bring forth an issue or an aspect of your life of which you have been needing clarity. And balance, and offer it up to the spirit of Belrock, this may include carryovers from past lives, alternative realities, and let us call forth any level and aspect of procrastination so that we can move forward each and every day without having to look back, allowing life to come to us, allowing the blessings to be given and received. We're going to call forth the guardian of Belrock. As we now choose to enjoin with the guardian of Belrock. And we ask permission to enter into the inner chambers, the inner multidimensional levels, of which Belrock is a physical representation. So we will give you some moments of silence so that you can access the inner chambers of this beautiful vortex. We're going to call forth now your remembrance of your lifetimes here in Sedona, on top of Bell Rock. Just allow the purple to flow in, activating your Ajna center, your third eye center, opening up the heart, and just simply allowing the information to flow through. Your divine connection with Bell Rock, not only energetically, but physically and emotionally as well. Now call forth your entourage for a little assistance in your remembering. Your entourage has been with you since birth. And you may ask for any level of healing that you are ready to receive through Bell Rock. And as deep into the body as you can receive it. Allow the healing to go deep into the mental body as well. Allow the healing vibrations to go deep into the nervous system. And also deep into the base of the spine, into your base chakra. I'm going to call forth your inner child. Ask your inner child to remember its connection to Bell Rock and the spirit of Bell Rock. Ask your inner child to remember its connection to this land. Now, wherever you also need clarity in a relationship, ask the spirit of Bell Rock to bring that forward with you and for you. Supreme clarity. And whatever is in the way of receiving this clarity, just move it into Bell Rock. Now we're going to align the heart, a deeper alignment, the heart with the brain, or the heart with the mind. To where both are joined in Christ consciousness, within the power of love and grace and joy. Allowing the heart to be the leader in this joining. Allowing your giving and receiving to be one and the same. Now feel the power of the sun upon your body, your different energy bodies, the spiritual sun bathing your symbolic backside. Allowing the backside of you to be nurtured and supported. Bell Rock symbolizes overcoming fears and phobias. Overcoming hesitations. Moving through confusion and uncertainty. Spirit of Bell Rocks helps you to overcome the sense of I can't do it and I'm afraid to do it. So choose something in your life that is symbolic of fear and bring it into this meditation, into the essence of Bell Rock. So that all can be transmuted, transfigured, transformed into a higher state of awareness and openness and surrender. We're going to bridge heaven and earth through our bodies, through the spine. Again, feeling the power of the sun surging through the core of your spine, feeding your organs with that essential life force. Feeling that power activating your third eye center. Now allow this activation to work over time in the background of your life. And remember, in each time you listen to this meditation, you go to deeper and different levels of awareness, receiving, and empowerment. So let's take a deep breath and come into the now, feeling your body once again, your toes, your feet, your fingers, palms of your hands, feeling your whole body as light, fully grounded, staying in the present moment. And when you're ready, come into the now, slowly open the eyes, allowing your brain to adjust, remembering to drink water, and remembering to be fully grounded before driving in your car today. So Bell Rock sends us blessings to you and your family and your pets. And know that you can come visit anytime in your meditations. Many blessings.